Time to head over to the UK and speak to the main man at the Racing Post and also RSN's main European correspondent, because while Royal Ascot is over, the brilliant racing continues over there, and there's been more action off the track than on it in recent days, which has caused the headlines. And the semi-split between Frankie Dettori and Team Gosden has captured headlines around the world. It'll be fascinating to get Lee Mottershead's view on that. And Lee joins us this morning. Lee, good morning our time, good evening your time. This has really taken off over there. There's been a lot of copy and a lot of talk. What's your view on the split between Dettori and the Gosdens?
Well, first thing I say, Mark, is a new word has entered the racing lexicon here, sabbatical. It's a bit like the conscious uncoupling that we heard about a few years ago. Because that's how John Gosden and Thady Gosden have presented this split with Frankie Dettori. And they have stressed that they all remain great friends. But I think there's little hope, I think, of a reconciliation in the near future. You'll remember that during Royal Ascot, John Gosden expressed his very clear frustration over Frankie Dettori as well and Stradivarius in the Gold Cup. He did that in earshot of the press and then on television. He doubled down on it the following day. He also criticised Frankie's losing ride on Saga in the following race. The day before, Lord North Hood had got caught on his head in the first few strides of the Prince of Wales Estate. So it was a horror period for Frank. He also had a luckless defeat in the Oaks as well. And I think in the end, it just became too much for John Gosden. He decided that he wanted to make a change. We had a situation whereby on the Thursday of last week, when decks were made for the Saturday races, Frankie's name wasn't against the three Gosden runners. You had a very strange situation of Frankie's manager, people all playing out a sort of commentary at the same time, saying that they had no idea what was going on. He feared it was all over. And then on Friday evening, we learned that it was all over, with the Gosdens putting out a statement saying, as I say, it was a sabbatical, it was felt best for both sides, but they remained good friends. There was no comment on why the decision had been taken, although obviously we all have a very good idea why it was. On Saturday, Frank Dettori was in action at Newmarket, where those three Gosden horses ran. He had a winner on his only ride of the day, a horse called Lazoo for Ray Beckett, the trainer. His owner, Mark Chan, is a good friend of Frankie's. And Frankie didn't say a huge amount. He spoke to Racing TV, the TV channel over here, before racing, but it was pretty much a scripted statement that really was only saying, I plan to ride the rest of this year and next year after that. Who knows? He basically wanted to say that he's not finished. He said that to the press again later in the day, stressing that he'd be riding in the German Derby this weekend. He'd be riding in America for Charlie Appleby and Godolphin the following weekend, and then he'd be around for Glorious Goodwood and the King George. So he plans to go nowhere, but it is a huge setback for a guy who's bounced back an awful lot of times in his career. His career was saved by John Gosden when he resumed as his stable jockey in 2015. Since then, there's been a Nabel, Palace Pierce, Stradivarius, so many superstar horses. And you have to wonder what next for Frankie. He's 51 and a half years old. We'd have to be a pretty short sabbatical for him to get back with the Gosden. So he'll need to look in different places. But having said that, there's already talk that on Saturday he might ride for Godolphin in the big Group 1 at Sandown, the Coral Eclipse, the horse called Real World. He would normally have been riding Lord North for John Gosden. That's now going to be ridden by James Doyle. So a very, very strange situation over here. We don't know who's going to ride the Gosden horses. He's first John Gosden, the senior trainer there, that they weren't replacing Frankie as such, using the best available. And that actually opens the door as well for Holly Donovan, who has been the rising star over here, Wode Nashua to win the French Oaks for the Gosdens. She might well be in line for a horse like Emily Upjohn if she runs in the Irish Oaks or the King George. But yeah, really strange times. A big, big human soap opera playing out, and it'll be fascinating to see how it pans out.
So, is there much appetite for Frankie outside of the Gosdens? He'll pick up a ride here or there, but is he a waning star?
I don't think so much as a waning star, Michael. It's more that he has been, in the last few years, a part-time jockey. And that has been a very intentional thing. something that John Gosden wanted. They took the view that Frank Dettori long since lost the appetite to ride at Nottingham or Yarmouth or Brighton midweek. He was your big race jockey. He didn't want to bother with the mundane. He just wanted to perform on the big stages. And that's what worked for him. As he's got older, you don't really batter your body every day of the week. So they selected rides for him to keep him fresh, to keep him bubbly. Now, of course, the problem with that is that it means you're not riding for that many other people. If you look at this year, for example, Frank's had less than 100 rides in Britain already. We're halfway through the year. He only really wants to ride in those big races. But now he's lost this big association with the Gosdens. He might well have to spread his net a bit wider, ride a bit more to get himself around. But again, that, as I say, he's 51 and a half years old. He knows he's well into the back nine of his riding career. You can say he's still riding as well as ever. You know, it was only 3 months ago, he won the Dubai World Cup on a spare ride for Bob Baffert. He's had a very bad run in recent weeks, but I don't think he's suddenly become a bad jockey. And you speak to a lot of trainers over here, and they would tell you they would be very, very happy to use Frankie Dettori in a big race. I think the key to Frankie Dettori has always been he is a confidence jockey. He rides best when he's winning. He hasn't been winning in recent weeks. If that can change, if he can post their big race success over the coming weeks and he gets his hunger going, and he really should be hungry now because he has a point to prove, he could still be a very dangerous man. And as I say, it'll be interesting what happens with him, but also with that Gosden stable. They still have enormous firepower across the rest of this year, and there will be some jockeys picking up incredibly good spare rides.
What do you think this could mean for a possible return to Australia? We know he's long said he wants to win a Melbourne Cup. Would this free him up? Would it make him more determined to make a final trip down under if he's only got 2 years left?
Yeah, I think it would, Michael. I think it would. He has, as we say, been very clear in saying that he would absolutely love to win a Melbourne Cup. We know some of his past experiences in Australia haven't been incredibly positive. I think maybe he'll feel he has a point to prove in Australia. And I would be, I'd be pretty confident he would be keen to go down there. And because of the split with the Gosdens, his availability will increase as well. And it could well be that the next year, this year, next year, maybe beyond that too, it becomes a bit of a world tour for Frankie Dettori. He does remain, I think it's fair to say, by some margin, the most famous celebrated jockey in the world. I think wherever you go, he was riding in Istanbul on Sunday, and the media coverage over there about him was huge. I remember being in Japan in 2019 for Japan Cup Week, and he was on the Saturday, or was a Sunday, at Tokyo Race Course. And after he rode a winner on the Saturday, the local racegoers went crazy for him. I mean, he still is a big name. He's had a biopic movie came out about him in November, which was very well received. There are very few racing figures, very few sporting figures that you will produce that sort of film about. So he is still a massive name in horse racing, and he's still, I think, a massive talent. He's not decrepit by any means. He's still got a lot to give. He just won't be giving it for the Gosdens.
It'll be fascinating to see how it plays out. Before I ask you about this weekend's major, which is the Coral Eclipse, what about Westover's win in the Irish Derby? He was breathtaking. It certainly franked the form of the English Derby.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if the connection of Desert Crown were watching, they definitely would have been. They'd have been delighted with what they saw. Westover was unlucky in running third at Epsom. Wouldn't have beaten the winner, I don't think, but definitely would have finished second with a better passage through the race. He was ruthlessly efficient in the Irish Derby, set second for most of the race, kicked on early in the straight and put the race to bed very quickly indeed. He looks an exceptionally good progressive three-year-old. He stays a mile and a half extremely well. Connection now might well look towards the King George at Ascot at the end of July and the rematch with Desert Crown, his Derby conqueror. And he too, Westover, could be a potential mount for Frankie Dettori. He was ridden by Colin Keane, the Irish champion jockey, at the Curragh on Saturday, because Dudmont, the owners, preferred Colin Keane with his Irish experience to Rob Hornby, a less experienced jockey over here who'd ridden the horse at Epsom. But you'd imagine that if they know that Frankie Dettori is available for the King George. Frank obviously rode Enable and many others for Jed Montmorillette, Prince Khaled Abdullah. He could be in the frame for that one as well. So that was a cracking story. And also at Newcastle, Michael, we had a tremendous staying performance for a horse called Trusham, who has been the conqueror of Stradivarius more than once, regularly gets pulled out of races because of the ground. He doesn't want fast ground at all. He couldn't win the Gold Cup for that reason. So instead he ran in a big all-weather handicap here, the Northumberland Plate on Saturday, one of the big staying handicaps of the year. And he set a modern-day record in that race, winning carrying 10 stone out, the equivalent of, 67 kilos at Newcastle on Saturday, an astonishing performance.
Certainly is. So this weekend, Coral Eclipse, we've got some international or European form lines from different parts of Europe. How do you, when they all come together, see them fitting in? Who have you got on top in the Coral Eclipse?
I think it's an absorbing contest. The horse who's really spiced things up is Vedeni, the Aga Khan's winner of the Prix du Jockey Club under Christos Soumillon. He was hugely impressive at Chanty, winning that with a massive PB and by a massive margin too. Five lengths. He's been supplemented into the Eclipse, and he looks the one to beat. It's the first big race in which the 3-year-olds meet the older horses, which obviously happens much earlier in the European calendar than it does in Australia or indeed elsewhere. We've got Nathan Trail, who was second in the Guineas at Newmarket, then won the Irish 2000 Guineas in pretty dominant fashion. But they're the two big 3-year-olds. But the older horses are seriously strong as well. We could have, say, Fonty Belt with a world, or Frankie Potential Mount with a world, who chased him, Bade at Royal Ascot, Mishriff, passing the Saudi Cup, and much else besides. Alenka, who won the Tats Gold Cup at the Curragh. The one I like most is Bay Bridge, trained by Sir Michael Stout. I really fancied him to win the Prince of Wales Stakes at Royal Ascot. That just didn't play right for him. He didn't produce his best performance, but he'd been awesome at Sandown the time before, and I'm sure he's better than he showed at Ascot. And he would be my early fancy. Richard Kingsford won the Derby for Sir Michael Stout on Desert Crown. He's the stable's second jockey, but he'll likely get this ride again as well because Aidan O'Brien's got three entries in the race. So, yeah, a mouth-watering Eclipse. First Clash of the Generations, and for me, it's one of the older horses, Bay Bridge, who'll come out on top. But a great-looking race.
Well, the Aussies would be happy because that'll further enhance the form of state arrest of Bay Bridge, who ran second of state arrest, can win the Eclipse on Saturday. And speaking of the Aussie connection, we've had reports in the last 24 hours that Very Elegant is going very well over in France and may kick off her campaign in a Group 1 in the first week of August.
Yeah, the Pre-Rothschild is one of the first big races of the Deauville summer season. It's a race that over here would seem a strange one for a horse being trained for the Arc to go in, because we aren't used to mile and a half horses prepping over a mile. But what it seems like the Graffards are doing is they're modelling her traditional Aussie prep in Europe by racing over a mile first time out. It'll be a stiff test because obviously the European milers tend to be specialist milers. They won't generally be horses who are about to move up in distance. So it won't be an easy test, but it should give the Graffards and the owners a fair idea of where they stand. It's a straight mile, which would be unusual for her. She wouldn't be used to that. But they'll go a decent gallop in the race, which would help her. And there will be an enormous interest from over here as well as in Australia to see how she goes first time out.
No doubt about that. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be counting down to Artorias re-emerging in the July Cup as well. So plenty going on, Lee. Once again, appreciate your update. And we'll speak next week. Enjoy the Coral Eclipse.
Thanks, Michael.
Lee Mottershead with his European update. And we are counting down, of course, to Artorias racing in the July Cup in a couple of weeks as well. It's time for the 10 o'clock news. Don't go anywhere. Warren Huntley, he was on fire yesterday. He's back to find us all the winners at Ballarat.